Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to your afternoon edition of TBV, hashtag TBV Podcast. Don't forget, you can call in, voice your opinion right here on our landline, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1-1 time. We're also rocking and rolling on Twitter Spaces. So today, we're here to discuss the back and forth between Leonard Edlerby and Ryan Garcia as it pertains to the pay-per-view buys. It's a topic that we've been discussing, debating, and going back and forth here on TBV for some time. A lot of the Tank fans don't want to give Ryan credit for what it is he brings to the table when it comes to the pay-per-view event that happened in April between he and Tank. Now, a lot of the talking points that Ryan Garcia fans or defenders were using Ryan used himself. Secondary topic, the return of Boots. And we're going to play the guessing game. Who the hell does he fight? Who's it going to be? His father announced that it will be November. Does that mean David Benavidez undercard? Does that mean his own main event? We'll talk about it. This is what we're discussing. If you want to call in, 1-425-569-5241 is the number to call. Don't forget, Twitter Spaces available as well as Discord so that you can call in and voice your opinion. I'll go ahead and give you the tweet here from Ryan Garcia that has us at this subject. And this here is myself, not Ryan, but this is Ryan. Social media. And as you can see, if we scroll down, Leonard Ellerbe laughs. And I think that's what Ryan got upset about. So this Twitter account, Paul Magno, says, I'm off Twitter for one day. I come back to cornucopia of idiocy worth mocking. Maestro says Ryan Garcia brought 1 million of the 1.2 million buys to his Tank fight because Tank's base is 200,000. Well then, Ryan's base was zero. Never fought on pay-per-view before. Now you have this guy that says, that's the pay-per-view buys Tank has been doing without Ryan Garcia. Instead of addressing the subject, these guys are obsessed with Montero and Kim. So this is Ryan, Tank's pay-per-view buys before the Ryan Garcia fight. As you can see, nothing in that 300,000 range, but when, you know, he combined himself with Ryan, obviously they did big numbers. Here Ryan says, because he's now quote tweeting Ellerbe, who laughs. So he didn't see the Paul, he's seen the Ellerbe quote tweet. So he says, it's funny, but the truth is, I never fought on pay-per-view because I fight on a subscription-based model. The moment I go to pay-per-view, it did great numbers because I knew what fight was actually worth putting on pay-per-view. Just because you put every fight on pay-per-view doesn't mean you're a pay-per-view star. I just find it funny that you in particular don't see the truth in I provided major value in that event being successful. Now, that is Ryan, and he seems to be a bit upset that he's not receiving the credit he deserves, especially from Leonard Ellerbe, that does know the numbers, that has seen how well Ryan can do, that knows that the event was a success. We got Optimus Prime, $5 Super Chat. He says, don't run, Leonard. We see you on Twitter. And yes, Ness, I retweeted the space. Yeah, no, I mean, he was on our space before. He didn't want to give us no love. Secondary topic, we're talking Jerome Boots Ennis and his return. His father did an interview with YSM Media where he announced the return. There's also this article where Jerome Boots Ennis would be on another level if we were working with him, Leonard Ellerbe. And that's Ellerbe obviously discussing the potential of working with Jerome Boots Ennis and the fact that he believes he can take him to that next level. So if we go here, he says, I'm just being honest. If we were working with the young man, he would be on another level. I'm just being honest, said Mayweather Promotion CEO Leonard Ellerbe to Fight Hype on Jerome Boots Ennis. Now, that's the question to you guys. Do you believe that Ellerbe can take him to the next level? And if you do, then please call in and let us know what level you think that is, because the author is suggesting that Ennis really doesn't have options and he's presenting a possible move down in weight, which I think is crazy. As you can see, he says if Boots moves up, it would probably be a bad thing. So Boots will move down and face Abril Matisse, Arnold Barboza, Gary Antoine Russell, Devin Haney, and Regis Prograis. I don't think that is a good idea. I don't know that Boots can even make that weight. I do know they built him up into a welterweight. He did fight in the lower weight in the amateurs, but I don't know that he can make that weight now as a pro. If we go to his box rack. He hasn't weighed at 143 since his pro debut. And I'll back out just slightly so you can see that. And there you go, 143. I don't know. The boots can make that weight of 140. But he got down in 2016 as low as 141. We haven't seen that in quite a while. 2022, he fought Castillo Clayton right at the limit, 146 and a half. He did get down versus Roman Villa to 145, but 5.5 pounds is still far, far away from a potential 140-pound fight. And again, the names that the author presented, I just don't think they're big enough for Ennis to have to do that type of jump. We do have a poll here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, where hopefully you are joining us. How much credit does Ryan Garcia get for the 1.2 million buys he did with Tank Davis? We got four options. Takes two to fight. Both get credit, 64%. Tank sold all the pay-per-views, 9%. Ryan Garcia sold all the pay-per-views, 19%. Ellerby never gives anyone credit, 8%. So that's our poll. We got a members chat here. We got Recon Boxing. Welcome to the prospect level.
Recon. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Go ahead and step it up. Get to that champ level. Head on over to the community page. And you can see the betting slips for this weekend. Good luck. Bet responsibly. Make sure you listen to the show. Don't just copy the slip. Get this money with us, though. Once again, we're taking phone calls. If you want to call in and voice your opinion on today's topic, Twitter Spaces is available. Landline is also available. And our Discord. How big of a star would Jerron Boots Ennis be if he were under that guidance of Leonard Ellerby and Mayweather Promotions? I mean, we've seen what they were able to do for Carmel Moten in just one day by giving him the blessing. You know, 300,000 followers quickly followed Carmel Moten. You know, can Mayweather and Ellerby get that big name fight for Jerron Boots Ennis? Can they secure him a Terrence Crawford? Can they secure him that Emantus Stanonius fight that he's been talking about for some time now? And what's going to be his options? It doesn't sound like it's Keith Thurman. It doesn't sound like it's Cody Crowley. It sure as hell doesn't sound like it's Terrence Bud Crawford. So who's it going to be? Who is Jerron going to face? Will it be a main event? You know, obviously, if they put this on the Benavidez undercard, which allegedly already has Jamal Charlo and Jose Benavidez, and because they already have Jamal Charlo and Jose Benavidez on the undercard, I don't know that we're going to be able to see a Jerron Boots Ennis on the undercard as well. Now, remember that Ray Vargas and Brandon Figueroa are also rumored to be on the Benavidez undercard. So I don't know that there's enough space, let alone money, to put Jerron on that pay-per-view. Not saying it can't happen, but I'm sure if he was with Mayweather Promotions, he'd be on that, you know, card without a doubt. Now, I'm being told that it could be a possible opponent for Jerron Ennis from overseas. Esso Okuni is the only one that I can see being a potential option. This guy just won a purse bid versus Cody Crowley, and that never happened because, you know, Crowley isn't about to fight him when Crowley's in such a great position. If you look at Crowley, he's number one in the WBC, so he's already in line to face the champion. He's number three in the IBF, with the vacant two and one being vacant, which means he's already in line to face the champion or the interim champion, let me say. Cody could face Barrios, Cody could face Jerron Ennis, and Cody is ranked number two. So he could face Terrence Crawford if somehow Alex Rocha loses versus Giovanni Stantilli, and that will bump him out. So Cody Crowley sitting way too good of a position to take a risk. So I don't think it'll be Cody. Cody has three options. Why take a fight with Boots? Plus, sources close to the camp told me they're not doing that. You know, they're not doing Boots. So Boots looking like he's going to get a co-assuma right here. Jamal James would be unfair to James. I don't even think he got a tune-up. Since losing, he was scheduled to come back. Let's see, did he come back? He did. He did in the armory. Now, that it would still be unfair if they gave him Alberto Palmeira, and then after that, they serve him up the Boots. So, I don't know. I'm not really feeling the Jamal James fight. Obviously, Earl, not an option. Rashidi kind of suffered that loss. I don't know that they're going to bring him back. Karen, he already beat. Stantilian is already fighting Alexis Rocha. Ivan Glover is a Lou DiBella fighter. Could it be Ivan Glover? But that's your number 14. And again, that's why we're discussing.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Can Mayweather Promotions and Leonard Ellerbe take Jerron to the next level? Because look at the names that we're discussing as potential opponents. I mean, in the names, and excuse me, in the word of Two-Tone, the superstar, nasty. It's just nasty. I don't want to watch Jerron Ennis versus Ivan Glover or Ukau Osuma or even Jamal James. You know, I wouldn't mind the Rashidi Ellis fight, as I never thought Ellis lost to Roman Villa, but Ennis already beat Roman Villa, so it's kind of like as backwards to do. But we got CT's Finest, Connecticut's Finest, $5. He says, Mayweather effect, fight a popular Mexican, they will make you famous. Raider Reaper, $2. The 2-1.2 is what Tank brought to the table. So he's saying the .2 is what Tank brought to the table with the hand over face emoji. So basically trying to say Tank brought his normal 200,000, similar to what is being debated on Twitter. Maestro obviously felt the same way when it comes to Tank and Ryan and that pay-per-view. But if anybody wants to call in, phone lines are open. Number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. We're talking Jerron Boots Ennis. Gaining a little clout. Maybe being put in the right position if he partnered up with Mayweather Promotions. And we're discussing Ryan Garcia's back and forth on Twitter defending that he believes he brought in a lot more than people are giving him credit for when it comes to those pay-per-view buys. We're going out to the phone lines. Let me go ahead and play a few sound bites, and we're in there like swimwear.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Remember, those 5-star reviews help with the show. Keeps us number one on iTunes. Make sure that people finds us. So keep dropping those 5-star reviews. If you drop one, we'll read it live here on the show.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
We're going out to Jay Bizzle. What up?
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Jay Bizzle, you got to accept that request. Quan, what up?
You don't know shit about boxing.
Yo.
What's up?
What up, what up? Shoot, dog. I was looking at the Ryan tweet. I mean, I feel him, what he was saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was saying pretty much that DAZN was a stream-based app and they don't do pay-per-views. So now that he got his, now that he got the platform to be on there, he a star. And then I feel like there's another tweet with Leonard Ellerby. He kind of acknowledged that they both stars. So just a little mix-up. It'd be seeming like the way Leonard be responding to people and stuff, it'd be seeming like he discredited Ryan. So that's the only reason why he had to go out there pretty much tweet that. But, like, then again, I guess we're seeing this different because now DAZN putting Haney on pay-per-view. So it's like, I guess it all depends on how you come into Eddie. Like, is you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like Haney probably pressed it for it to be pay-per-view.
I agree with that. Remember, I do agree with what you said, but you also got to remember what Eddie said is that it is on pay-per-view because of the money that Devin and Regis wanted.
Oh, it's because of what they wanted. Well, sure, like, well, requested. I mean, you know, Ryan feeling like he the opposition he fighting ain't worth pay-per-view. So, I mean, but it's all about Oscar. If he pressed Oscar to do it, then I don't know. It's up, you know. Oscar,
I mean, I'm glad he didn't do it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Be real, like, I don't know that Oscar Duarte doesn't deserve to be on pay-per-view just because he's fighting Ryan, but that's what Ryan is saying. He's like, just because you put every fight on pay-per-view don't make you a star.
Yeah, and he feel like maybe that's what they're doing with Tank, but I feel like it's not necessarily the case with Tank because they pick and choose. Like, they pick, like, the right people that's not the top, but they got, you know what I'm saying, they got some credit to their name. So, and they make it pay-per-view, and people making a big deal that, you know, they realize that, oh, man, this dude ain't really did 300 for real, and, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. But shoot, as far as Boots, I feel like, honestly, I wouldn't mind the Rashidi fight because it's like, now I know the business is going to come in between that. I don't know if Rashidi going to be ready for it. Maybe the money, something they used to already dispute. So if it was a problem back then, it's probably definitely going to be a problem now because he's coming off a loss. But I feel like forget the loss. You know what I'm saying? Just step in there. And if he on Mayweather platform, it's going to bring attention and it's like a stay busy fight. He took a peripheral fight, whoever he wants to. He just needs to stay busy. Like, it's your
but it's yeah, your I don't time. Mind the Rashidi fight at all. I mean, it's not a lot of people he could fight. You know, everybody that he could fight is in position. Like, I'm sure Barrios is going to want to find out what's cooking with the WBC. Is Crawford dropping that? Is he going to fight for the vacant? Is he going to get elevated? I'm sure Cody's trying to find out the same thing.
Well, his best bet is to just stay active. Don't be waiting on Crawford or, you know, trying to figure out that belt. Like, he just need to stay active. So it's only going to work in his favor.
All right, champ. Appreciate you calling in. Once again, we talking Ella B, Ryan going at each other over whether or not Ryan brought anything to the table in the pay-per-view versus Tank. We do have a poll representing the topic. How much credit does Ryan Garcia get for the 1.2 million pay-per-view buys he did with Tank Davis? Four options. Takes two to fight. Both get credit, 61%. Tank sold all the pay-per-views. That's 11%. Ryan Garcia sold all the pay-per-views. That's 19%. And we got Ellerby never gives anyone credit, 9%. I got Fats on the check-in. What is up?
Yo.
What up?
What up? What up, Ness? Man, what my boy Leonard said, yo?
Well, he just laughed, really. Ryan got in his feelings. He the one that he had laughed and agreed with someone else that said, you know, Ryan's never been on pay-per-view, so how could Ryan have brought a million pay-per-views?
Oh, yeah, crying, Ryan. He back crying. He back crying again, man. I mean, Matt, I believe that matchups make them type of box office numbers. I don't think Tank is just doing a million with anybody or even half a million with just anybody. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. We ain't seen nothing like that since Mayweather, man. You get what I mean? Like, Mayweather, like, really the only person I can really remember that do that type of shit. Like, you know, so I agree that, you know, that Garcia, the matchup helped make it go over a million. But, I mean... you know, Leonard just poking fun, yo. Like, one thing I like about Leonard, he be saying some bullshit, like, but he keep it 100 though. Like, as far as like how the business work, like how they try to put the fighters on to the business, like how the A side work. Like, it's about your attraction, how you can, you know, bring that gate in. It ain't really about, yeah, you can be a champion, that's cool. Which that is, which to us as fans and, you know, for them, that should be all the glory. But when you think about the business side and really how they, you know, divvy up the money and stuff, like, you know, they put these fighters on, man, about how, you know what I mean, how to put yourself in position to get that bag. So, you know, I like that. I don't be liking how, you know, they make excuses and not fight people. Like, you know, Leonard just straight up be honest. He like, look, we ain't fighting Devin Haney right now. You get what I'm saying? Like, They just straight up honest with it. Like, they ain't even hiding it no more. I remember when they were doing the press run and that interview, I don't know if it was Fight Hub or Fight Hype, but they was asking Tank about the Inouye weight fight. And he was like, oh, I like that fight. I like that fight. And then when another reporter asked him, well, is you going to fight the win out of the Loma Haney fight? He looked right at Leonard and ain't even say nothing. And then Leonard hopped in and said, Tank and Ryan Garcia, the biggest fight in boxing. I said, oh, they on this type of time, like, you know, but they, you know, Leonard don't, he don't lie, yo, like, far as, you know, they say they ain't fighting nobody right now. They ain't fighting nobody. So I rock with that, though. He do be on some bullshit, but, you know, they keep it real, though, as far as that. But who Boots fighting?
Nobody knows, man. Nobody knows. I'm hearing this, and it could be an overseas guy.
Man, tell your boy Crowley stop bluffing, yo. Get in that room, yo.
Crowley in position and three sanctioning bodies. He's not about to go have a tough interim fight with Boots. He gonna fight Boots once he get that WBO or that WBC. He in line.
Oh, he in line to get one of them vacant.
All three of them belts. He number three in the IBF, and there's nobody one and two. They both vacant. Then. Oh shit! Then
no! In the IBF ain't Boots the interim?
Yeah, and Crowley's number three, and number one and two is vacant.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that's what I'm saying. He ain't going to fight Boots for an interim. He might wait till Boots get elevated, then fight Boots as the mandatory for the real belt. Or wait for Crawford to get stripped and fight Barrios for the real WBC, because Barrios the interim and Crowley the number one. Or wait for Crawford to get stripped and fight Rocha for the WBO, because Rocha number one and Crowley number two. Crowley ain't fighting nobody. Mm. He waiting. I talk to people close to the camp. He waiting.
So he probably, he probably make that Boots fight. If he can get a belt, probably make a unification.
Barrios out here talking about he want to fight Boots. I don't know what they must have offered him some money. He talking about he want to fight Boots now. So I just don't think it's a quick enough turnaround. Like, he just fought on pay-per-view. I don't know. Like, November 25th is the date for the David pay-per-view.
Man, fuck Barrios, man. He ain't get that damn knockout for me to win my fucking ticket. I still would have lost anyway, but I would have felt good about my money going into the main event, because Canelo ain't get the knockout neither. But he was supposed to stop Ugas. I don't care what no nigga say, yo. The referee, yo, they was hating on my motherfucking money that night. I'm telling you, bro. But I'm gonna keep on tuning in. I appreciate it. All
right. Yeah, man. If you want to call in, give us your opinion on what's possibly next for Boots. Give us your opinion if you feel Mayweather Promotions, Leonard Ellerbe, and Mayweather could take Boots to the next level. You know, I'm hearing they trying to make it hard for Boots in terms of opponents until he signs with Al. They ain't really trying to give him no more of those, named opponents if you ain't going to be with the head honcho, you know. We going out to Al in the Bay. What up? Al in the Bay. Check, check. Don't hear you, champ. Jump out, jump back in. In the meantime, in between time, get in, hit that thumbs up while we give Discord another second to reconnect. Looks like we got a super chat coming in from Rider of the Storm, $5. He says, Ryan Garcia equals Jamal Charlo. Both are quitters, but at least Charlo made it to the 12th round. Can't respect Ryan. Sold his oath for some cash, money bags. But it's Jamel, not Jamal. You confused me with that, champ. It's Jamel you must be talking about, because Jamal ain't fought in a minuto. You know, he ain't in action. He ain't been in action in a while. All right, so we got a $10 fat one here. Shout out James Benitez that says, be honest, no stars at 147. T.O. need to move up. Boots can't sell. Crowley can't sell. So after T.O., Ryan, he needs to become the new king of 147. I don't know that they can sell, man. Crowley certainly has a fan base in Canada. He was selling out before he got over there where he's at.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Sorry for the dead air. Just trying to see, could I get someone on the show here that had been doing a little bit of the jibber-jabbering when it comes to this particular topic. But Al in the Bay, trying you again. What's up?
Yo, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I was looking at the rankings. And what about Rocha? That'd be a good fight.
I again, Rocha's in position. I just don't see him taking a shot at an interim titleist when he's in line for the vacant WBO if and when Crawford vacates.
Yeah, but it's like they got to fight. They can't just sit out. You know, time kills all, you know. You know, the time that you spend outside the ring, you know, is the time that you're going to spend not making money. And a sparring match is not the same as a regular fight. And I think him and Rocha would sell a good fight, you know. I would say either in Vegas or ain't Boots from DC?
Philly.
Philly. Yeah, go to Philly. And I'm pretty sure they'll sell there as well. You know? It'll be a big money grab for both of them, I think. And it'll put the winner in definitely a good position to grab some belts. I don't see Boots and Barrios going at it because they both two interims, and it's like, you know, eventually he's going to drop the belt. So it's like that wouldn't make no sense for neither one of them to lose their spot in the ranking. But Cody Crowley, I know he's in position to be there to grab a belt, but why not try to grab the belt, the interim? So when the main belt fall, you are already there. That's just the way I look at it. Instead of having to fight for a belt, once the champ drops the belt, you are the champ once you're the interim.
Yep.
So that's the way I look at it, because the belt is going to fall in a year or a year and a half. So you might as well put yourself in a position to get the interim. So when the belts drop, you wouldn't even have to fight for the belt because you already have it. That's just the way I look at it. But yeah, that's my call, though. Oh, also, I think it's both of them that sold that fight, you know. Tank had hardcores and he had his, you know, his people, because Tank always sells. But, you know, that Ryan, he brought a new demographic who normally don't watch boxing to watch boxing, you know. So it took both of them to make that meal, you know. Neither one of them is going to make a meal by themselves, you know. You always need the right dance partner to do their job, you know. So if you ain't got the right dance partner to do their job and talk that junk, you ain't gonna make a meal. That's just the way I look at it. Peace out.
All right. Salute to Eric with an A. That's new. Eric Russell. Shout out, champ. Became a member at that $15 level. Go ahead and check out those bet slips. We did a betting show. You can catch it on Patreon on video and audio, plus the slips. Christian, salute. Just became a member on the same level. Head on over there, Christian. Get your bet on. Check out the slips. And we got Quindell Evans. Salute to you, champ. Thank you for becoming a Patreon. Certainly appreciate it. Damn, I was trying to get Maestro on. He talking about Sunday morning. You tripping, champ. We talking about your little Twitter situation right now. He says Sunday morning. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time. If you're on Twitter, now is the time to request. Remember, no callers, no show. We got Mars, $5 super chat. Salute, TBV. Thoughts on Canelo versus Adamas rumors. We talked about it. Not interested whatsoever. What's funny is, let me screen share it because, you know, I don't want people kicking my boys back in. What's his name? Joel. Because Boxeo Cubano, right? They posted it. Right? They posted this, which is the same thing that's been all over Twitter, right? This is the same thing been all over Twitter. Boxeo Cubano posted it. Look who's in the comments, though. your boy Michael Coppinger, Mike. And guess what Mike says? He doesn't shoot it down. Mike says the opposite. Mike says Canelo has no idea whom he's fighting next. Could it be Adamus? Sure. But they won't start planning his fight for months. So again, this goes back to what I was saying yesterday, that it's very likely that what Adamus is reporting is true. It's very likely that he has been given an offer. Doesn't mean that Canelo knows anything about what Adamus has been given or offered. But to see Michael Coppinger in there saying that it could possibly be next, shout out to our good friend Joel. You're looking good so far. We got Rider of the Storm, $2. He says, my bad, I meant Jermell. Thanks for the correction. No worries, champ. No big eyes and little U's here. Andre Dakota, $5 super chat, pound for pound supporter. He says, Cameron need to book Boardwalk Hall again in AC and keep Boots active with the foreigner. The waiting around is going to hurt. Yeah, I don't know that a foreigner is going to help either, though, right? Like, we kind of need a name that we could get excited for, especially if we're going to have a main event down Atlantic City. We want people to go there. We need a good opponent that's going to get people out their house. 1-425-569-5241. Press one time. Adrian, Brooklyn, Long Island, what up? Talk to us.
Yo, what up, Ness? Que lo que?
Tranquilo.
Word. Just at work, bro. Just chilling, listening to the show. Just want to give in my 2 cents, my 2 thoughts. Yeah. How much pay-per-view buys did Tank do with Hector Garcia, the fight before Ryan? You know?
Let me look that up. I'm not sure off bat. Maybe 215, something like that.
To my knowledge, I thought it was like 60K.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. People be capping on poor Tank.
Even if he did 215.
It says Hector Garcia did 220.
By himself?
It says Hector Garcia did 220. They say Romero did 275. Barrios did 210. Santa Cruz did 225.
So he in the 200s. That's cool. So all of a sudden,
hello?
He's just going to jump from 2-something. Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yo.
All right, yo, we lost him. If you want to call in, go ahead and do so. The number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1. One time, if you want to voice your opinion. If you haven't already done so, go ahead and hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans, letting them know we rocking out every day, twice a day. 1-425-569-5241. We're going out to Richmond, Virginia. E, talk to us.
Ew, what up, man?
You?
So, Tank and Ryan, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Tank and Ryan, man, it's 50-50. When you got people like that, two guys, young guys, they fight each other, you got to add like a multiplier. So even though Tank did 200-something on his other ones, it don't matter. He finally fought a name where people were considering a 50-50 fight, so you put a multiplier on that. So they both get credit for that, and I'm glad they did it. As far as Boots goes, man, I'm sick, bro, because I don't know what he's going to do at 47. I'm almost thinking he should move up to 54 now, because who's going to be the fight at 47 for him to get a name? Even in the future, who's going to move up to fight him? What other guys are going to step up? At 54, at least he can go ahead and start moving up, getting bigger. You got a better chance, I would think, for Terrence. Or for Earl to fight him at 54, because I don't believe they're ever coming back down to 47. And in the meantime, you clear out the kid that Lubin just beat. Maybe then get a fight with Lubin. Maybe get a fight with Fundora, and you start there. Because I don't see nothing going on at 47 until Haney and all those 35 guys start moving up there. And they just getting to 40 and getting their feet wet. So, I mean, I feel sick for Boots, because, I mean, he needs the opportunity. He looked like the goods. But his frame, I mean, it looked like he going to be able to get to 60, possibly 68 with that size. So I say just move up now, man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's my call, bro. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Appreciate you. All right, all right. If you want to call in, we got Twitter Spaces and Discord available for you. We talking Boots. His return scheduled in November, according to his dad, Bozy Ennis. And Bozy also announced that Andy Cruz will be returning in San Francisco. You know there's only one card in San Francisco, and that's the Haney card. So Andy Cruz coming back too. T-Lane, what up? Twitter Spaces. Gotta unmute your mic, T-Lane.
Yo, what's going on, Ness?
Chilling.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I think the thing between Ryan and Tank, I think you got to get at the Tank. But you got to also credit Ryan for being somebody that everybody thought had a chance to beat Tank. Because if people didn't think they had a chance to beat him, then the Casuals wouldn't have tuned in like that. So, it's, you know, people are tuning in just to see him lose. That's why the numbers went up like that. Boots, he definitely needs, you know, stay active. I think he should be trying to go against that Stanionis. I think that'd be a good fight for him. For right now, anyway, you know, just a name. But yeah, as far as Ryan and Tank, Ryan. You know, he has no numbers to back up anything. That's why it's pretty much going to go to Tank. He's the popular guy that everybody wants to see lose right now.
Mm. All right, champ. Anything else?
I'm straight eight or straight cut boxing on YouTube. And I heard you say something about, because they charged me $19 for the champ status.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I screenshared it. Like, people see my price is set at $15. I have no clue why YouTube does that. But if you want, you could always become a Patreon. That's only $15, and you get everything the same over there. Plus, you get the MP3 with no ads. If you, like, you know, prefer to have the MP3 downloaded this way, you don't need internet wherever you at. But, yeah, that's YouTube, bro. I can screen share right now just, you know, for shits and giggles so y'all can see that, like, we don't do that.
No,
like,
if I click join,
it say my price is right there, $299, $499, $1499. I have no clue why they do that, man. I never seen no shit like that.
The funny thing is I didn't know, you know, I didn't know how to get on Patreon. I thought I had to do that to listen to the betting show today. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to listen to the betting show. So I was kind of messing around with it. And that's when I saw the $15. I'm like, how do I? So I don't know how to. I guess I got to wait for next month and let that one expire, and then go to the Patreon page or something.
Yeah, you could totally do that for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But remember, if you a YouTube member, you get the show live, so you get to interact. You get to be in the live chat for the betting show. If that don't matter to you, you get the same exact betting show on Patreon.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you. All right.
Yeah, so for anybody listening, if you want to be there live with me while I'm making the picks and I'm talking to you, and I'm like, yo, what you think? But if you don't care about that, I'm uploading the whole show visually. You can see it on Patreon. Audio, you can hear it on Patreon. And then the betting slips are also up on Patreon. Marvelous. I got you. Hit that thumbs up, though. You feel me? One hand washes the other. He wants to see the 147-pound rankings. This is it. I feel like this is the most common name the best name we're going to get is Ivan Glover. which you can't even see because he's number 14. So Ivan Globa, I think that's who Boots could face. He's a DiBella fighter. There's a possibility there. We got James Benitez. What up?
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, you said Ivan Glover's going to be the best thing that he possibly can get.
I mean, I don't see nothing else. What you got for us?
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if PBC did, or PBC, air quote, Showtime or whatever, man. They give him like a Gabriel Maestre or some shit like that, man. End of the day, man, you know,
Gabriel's
just
not
boosting.
Ranked, though. Like, he got that interim, so now he got to be, he got to fight.
He got to fight top 15, right?
In his ranking.
I don't know, man. But you know how boxing is, man. They'll move somebody up there real quick for a fight, though, man. So we'll see, man. We'll see.
People laughed at Shakur for fighting Yoshino. I hope Boots don't end up fighting this guy, Jin Shishaki.
I didn't laugh at that Shakur doing that, man, but I was the one saying he was going to knock him out, man. And then when it came time to bet, to put the bet down, I was like, nah, man, Shakur ain't knocking shit out. And
this
I'm mad because I missed out on some fucking money.
This dude is ranked underneath Rashidi. So he might get it. He right above Roman Villa, Jin Sasaki.
But that, if that's the case, that would make sense because they ain't going to bring Rashidi back off of that loss.
No, that's what I'm saying. He right under Rashidi. Yeah. So they not going to give Rashidi the fight. They're going to give it to Sasaki.
Yeah.
Probably.
Absolutely.
They told me, they said, yo, I'm hearing it's an international dude. So, shit, Sasaki sound international than a mojo.
That's a fact. With that, and also, man, based on the topic of the show and everything, I know we talked about it a little bit yesterday, at least I did, man, but Ryan is the reason why the pay-per-views are so damn hot, man. I mean, you know, we all saw Tank fight Mexicans, man, but Tank didn't find no Mexicans of real value, meaning that Ryan was already being groomed to be the next Golden Boy and everything from his YouTube and Facebook fights and all the other shit and everything. He was groomed for that. He was in the camp with Canelo. He had the biggest bright lights of all the Mexican fighters or whatnot, you know, in the sport. So, yes, Ryan was the one that made us care about and made everybody buy the fucking fight. Tank's next fights are not going to do the same numbers unless he's in there with a nigga like Shakur or even Devin or even Tio. With that being said, if Tank does eventually fight Tio, I don't think he's going to beat Tio. My personal opinion, man, like I said in my super chat, I think Tio should just go ahead and move up. He's the only one that's really trying to get Bud smoke, even though we don't think he's going to win. It's just the fact that it's possibly entertaining. But I do think Tio's better than a lot of them new niggas that's going to be at 147. He actually put asses in seats. He actually has great viewership. I think Tio's the star at 147. He would be the man, and he would actually demand probably more of the money he wants. You know, I don't know what's your thoughts on that, Ness, man. But with that being said, man, keep doing the good work, man. You know, Boost is Boost, man, but Boost can't sell shit, man. Let's just chant for T.O., man. And shout out to Punch Drunk coming on yesterday, man. I'm going ahead and say shout out to T.O., man. Let T.O. be the face of 140 and 147. I'm out.
All right. We got Malcolm. What up? Malcolm.
Hey, yo, what's the word, Ness?
Another day, another show, baby.
I feel that. I just wanted to call in and thank you for letting me know about the dates for the Regis and Haney tickets. I got my tickets, so I'm in that bitch.
Nice.
Yes, sir. I still got to get my flight and hotel and all of that shit, but I got the 3 tickets, so I don't got to worry about, you know, paying that resale tax, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as far as your topic triggers me a little bit, because I just heard you say something about Tank. I think Tank and Ryan sold 1.2 or something like that.
Yes, sir.
And you just said that all of Tank's fights before that was in the 200 range, right?
Correct.
So that makes me wonder, you know, how much of the optimal revenue do you think boxing is actually getting?
I mean, they gained a fraction because of piracy. But piracy's always been a thing, man. Before illegal streaming, there was black boxes.
You think piracy is a bigger issue than mismatches and fighting?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro. Everybody can steal on their phone now, bro. They don't. You could literally be at the supermarket and somebody send you a link to the fight. And it's an illegal link. Like, shit is crazy right now. At least back in the day, you had to purchase the black box. You know, you had to buy something. Like, right now, illegal streaming is free. Illegal streaming wasn't free back in the day. Like, you had to get your box hooked up. You know, you had to pay that dude. Every time the cable sent that motherfucking shot, you had to go call your man. Like, yo, hook my shit up and get it dropped. Like, that shit was a cause. Illegal streaming is free. You just grab your cell phone, go to VipBox, and it's a wrap.
Do you think there's anything they could do to incentivize people to actually pay and get more?
Yeah, of course, of course. They just don't fucking listen to me because they dickheads. Dumb motherfuckers need to do GoFundMe pay-per-views. If you put a GoFundMe page, hypothetically, let's say DAZN, and it don't got to be GoFundMe, but that's just quickest to the brain to get what I'm saying. You put a DAZN on DAZN.com, GoFundMe for fucking Tank and Tio, and you tell them, look, if we get 500,000 people to pre-order the pay-per-view, we going to guarantee the fight 90 days from the date of completing the 500,000 pre-buys. That's one option to stop illegal streaming, or at least a portion of illegal streaming, because you're going to get a lot of upfront money. Another portion is to incentivize. Give them something. Like, look at me. I'm paying fucking $900 a year in pay-per-views. Throw me a bone. Tell me, yo, give me $550 a year. Give me $600 a year and get every pay-per-view we do. Like, throw us a bone. That's how you incentivize. But if everybody's stealing and I'm the only one paying, I'm going to start stealing too.
Yeah, I steal some of the fights, and I don't really have a problem with it because I feel like they're such mismatches. When they're fights I know I should pay for, I'll pay for them. Like, for instance, right now with Shakur, I know Shakur's on ESPN, but with Tank, I won't pay for a single fight unless it's Shakur, period. I don't care who he fights. And I'm not paying for Tank against Frank. I don't give a fuck about Tank versus Frank. But I think it's kind of sad because I know you don't watch other sports, but I think we got great fighters in this time right now. And I think we losing out on a great boxing era because boxing has such terrible, terrible handlers. It's kind of like, I don't know. I know you don't watch other sports, but it's like in the NBA and NFL draft. Sometimes they'll call the draft a bad draft because the people at the top of the draft aren't the best players. But the people, the kids in the draft, they don't control where they're drafted, you know? So it's really a good draft to just the people in charge pick them in the wrong order. And so it looks bad. And I think we have much better fighters than we actually think we do. But we're not seeing them perform at the highest level because we're not seeing them matched up against the people they're supposed to be matched up against. And I don't know the solution. Your GoFundMe answer was pretty progressive, you know. I don't know what to do about it, but I hope we start getting better fights, man. That's my call.
Malcolm, thanks for calling in. We got Fats Counterpunch.
Yo, I had to call back in, but Benitez be hating on Tank, yo. Benitez, yo, why you be hating on Tank? Man, you can't knock what Tank doing, yo. That, you know, I don't understand either, but bro, the nigga just got box office appeal, bro. Like, I get it. I mean, Teofimo Lopez, really, bro? Like, I mean, we not even ready to do this. Like, you saw where his last fight was at? He fought in the little boy room in his hometown. Like, it's hard for you to sell out in your hometown? Like, you from fucking New York. Like, how the fuck is it hard for you to sell out against Josh Taylor? You get what I'm saying? Like, they got y'all in the little boy room. Like, bro, like, that shit. And when he gonna have a pay-per-view fight? Like, these guys struggling to get on pay-per-view, man. Like, and they older. Like, and they older than Haney. That's what's so funny to me. Like, these guys, they say they be big names and shit, and I see the talent and shit like that. But, bro, Teofimo Lopez, bro, like, he ain't have a pay-per-view fight yet, bro. Like, when the fuck, what are you waiting for? Like, what's taking so long? Like, something ain't going right with him. He must don't be generating that revenue like that. I mean, damn, like, and then, I mean, Shakur Stevenson, he on his way up, but, I mean, he won too. Like, I mean, at least he sell out in his hometown. Like, I give him that. At least he sell out in his hometown. But, like, he ain't got a pay-per-view fight yet neither. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think Tank the only one that ain't fight his nemesis yet and did 1 million pay-per-views. I don't think Ryan was his nemesis. I mean, people probably, I think the casuals wanted to see the fight because Ryan talked about it a lot. But from a hardcore perspective, that wasn't Tank nemesis. Tank nemesis was Lomachenko and Devin Haney. He fight them yet and he did 1 million. I don't even think if he fight them right now, they do 1 million between them two. I think that's like a fight between him and Devin right now. It may do like 600,000, 700,000. Same thing with Shakur Stevenson. Like, them fights may do 600, 700, something like that. I don't see it doing 1 million, but he got, I feel it like from a business perspective, if I was Leonard Ellerbe and them, you know, I guess stylistically, they just don't want to fight Haney right now. I don't get it. I think it's the best time to get on Haney right now if you like Tank and Shakur, because the way the boy matching himself up, they say he struggled with southpaws, but I mean, he knocking them down. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, he just beat Loma, a good technical southpaw. You feel me? Like, yo, just beat him. He ready to fight a puncher in Regis, so we gonna see how tough he is. He a southpaw heavy hitter, like, so this, and you know, he's coming off a pay-per-view fight. He on the second one, and he younger than Teofimo Lopez. He younger than Shakur Stevenson. You feel me? Like, so they ain't doing something right. You get what I'm saying? Like, for these people to be saying Devin Haney don't sell out on Twitter and all this, the people that his investors ain't saying that shit. They saying about Teofimo Lopez. They putting him in little boy rooms against Josh Taylor because they think he can't sell it out. I mean, so people gotta chill, man. Like, when you really look at it, like, you know, these guys that they talk about ain't really no attraction like that. And the guy that they say is real boring, he the most intriguing one out of the ones they say got more skills than him. I mean, you know, you get what I'm saying? Like, some shit just don't add up to me when people be saying, man. And this ain't just the Benitez. I fuck with Benitez. But everybody else, too, who I be hearing, like, I mean, bro, like, to sit here and say Tank ain't going to do no big numbers unless he, you know what I mean, like, fight somebody like Devin and all that. Like, he proved that's not true. Like, he done did 1 million without fighting them niggas right now. And it's sad to see because I think they're going to hide behind him for as long as they can. But, you know, again, if the competitor in me, I think Tank should get on them dudes right now before they get better. But that's all I got.
All right, all right. Remember, if you want to call in, go ahead and voice your opinion. Requests on Twitter Spaces and Discord. We also got the landline rocking and rolling for those that want to use their cell phone to call in. The number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Marvelous. Welcome to that champ level. Salute to you, champ. Remember to head on over to the betting slips. Take a look at what you got there available for you. And, you know, maybe you get this money with us. We got James Benitez, $2. He says, stop giving ideas. I guarantee they pre-sale fights. Yeah, I mean, they should have been doing that. Because then they got a gauge, right? Like, imagine they do... Yo, you really want Canelo Benavidez and only 150,000 people pre-sell that shit? They know not to do it now. They know it ain't ready. It's easy versus Ellerbe telling us, nah, that fight ain't ready. He got to get his numbers up. He a good little fighter. Motherfucker, look at the pre-sales. That should say 800,000. We want that fucker right now. That's 800,000 without promotion. That's 500,000 pre-sales without promotion. Now you got 3 months to promote. Because I literally said, once you get to that number, they announce the fight for 90 days after that pre-sale meet. James Benitez, fat $10. At Fats, stylistically, Tank ain't want to fight Gary, Keith, Loma, and Devin. The last dude Tank had energy for was Kambosos. Come on. If Ryan ain't fight him, how many people would recognize Tank's resume? Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the big win on his resume, but that's the one we've been asking for, so we can't try to degrade it, downgrade it now that he gave it to us. We was begging for that fight. But if you want to call in, Discord available, Twitter Spaces available, and a landline rocking and rolling. What up, Brandon?
Hello?
Yes.
What up, Ness? Bro, like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Ryan Garcia can't be talking like talking to Mayweather like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mayweather's a GOAT. You know, he's the greatest fighter of all time. I don't know. But if you're someone like Ryan Garcia, you can't be talking like to Mayweather like that. It's just disrespectful. You're honestly just fucked up if you say that shit. You know what I mean?
What'd he say?
I don't know, but I'm going off your title, bro. It's just messed up, bro. I don't know. But Mayweather, he's a good guy, bro. He's a good guy. He gave, you know, he's a good fighter. You know, I just don't understand why people hate on him. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, he did everything right. He got millions of dollars from his deal. And people are still going to just say stuff about him like he's not the best fighter of all time. I don't understand it. Nobody will understand it. But Mayweather, without a doubt, is like the greatest fighter in the whole world, like ever created. Like out of all fighters in history, he's the greatest fighter. So if you talk down on him, the guy's just gonna prove you wrong. Like in the next interview or in the next like fucking like space where he's talking or like the next wherever he's speaking, because he speaks at a lot of events because he's like a public speaker now. He's not even a boxer. He's a public figure. Basically, he's a celebrity slash like, but he does exhibition matches occasionally. But come on, man! Like you're Ryan Garcia. You're nowhere close to Mayweather on his level. He's not even in the same ballpark as you in terms of wealth and notoriety. So just people who are talking about Mayweather like that. I know someone said it. Someone said something about Mayweather too. I forgot who it was. Might have been Crawford. It might have been somebody else. But I don't know exactly, but just don't talk about him like that. You can't because it's just disrespectful. I mean, okay, people talk all positive things about Canelo, but people are always going to hate on Mayweather. Why? Why are they going to hate on Mayweather but not Canelo? Because I think they're just racists sometimes, if I'm being straight up. People love to be racist nowadays, but it's cool though. So that's about it. That's about it. My call. Thank you for that. Thank you for listening.
All right, brother. Jay Billy.
Yo.
Yo.
Shout out Ness putting in that motherfucking work. But to the question of would Boots be bigger if he was under Mayweather? Most death. You know what I'm saying? Like that cosign is the biggest thing. That's what everybody's looking for. Once you get a cosign from anybody, you feel me? Like Chief Keef getting that cosign from Drake, now he blowing up. Dirk getting the cosign from Drake. You feel me? Tank getting the cosign from Floyd. I think that most definitely, I don't know what was said earlier in the show, but I think something was said like, you was talking about you were talking with Fred and you said something about Tank isn't anything without his team, or is his team so I don't mix up your words. What were you saying?
He was saying Tank don't take control of his power and go independent. And he's like, yo, if he went independent and sold 100,000 pay-per-views, he'd make more money than selling 200,000 under Mayweather. And I'm just like, bro, you tripping. Like, you know, I get what he's saying. You know, he wants the fighter to have some sort of, you know, ownership or power. But like, bro, the word team exists for a reason. If we could do everything ourselves, there wouldn't be a word in the English dictionary called team, man. It's just that
simple. Oh, God. But point blank period, I feel like that Floyd cosign is big for any fighter. And even if we see Tank and Floyd in any if there's any disagreements between Tank and Floyd, we only hear it before Tank fights. That's why I just feel like it's just the buildup and shit like that. They just got that understanding between them. We just going to get the bag. Whatever they trying to report, we going to feed into it. You know, let's just get this bread, because every time it's time to fight, you feel me? It's that day. Floyd's always there in the ring. You know what I'm saying? So that cosign is the biggest thing. And I feel like Boots' career most definitely would have went a different way, because he had a little layoff, right? Am I right or am I wrong? Because he's with Cameron Duncan.
Yeah. Nah, he ain't had no layoff. He just motherfucking wasn't getting them big fights. He wasn't getting them TV fights either. He was club showing it up.
Yeah, he had that little spurt. But I think if he was with Floyd and Allen now, it could have been different, most definitely. So what was this about Ryan and stuff? Well, what did Ryan say about Floyd?
He was going back and forth with Mayweather CEO over the pay-per-views. You know, people on Twitter was trying to say Ryan brought a million.
Oh, yeah, yep. Well, let me just say this real quick. At the end of the day, they're both big pay-per-view, like, social media stars. So that was just bound to happen. It was a recipe for success. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm going to tap back in if anybody say something.
All right. Excuse me. Let's see who's next. I think that's Dallas. Let me see what's this. 214. Is that Texas? I'll be forgetting sometimes. 214 is Dallas. We got Adrian in Dallas, Texas. What up?
What's up, Mess? It's D Block, D Town, D City, D Ville, Baltimore. Fact! Mess, you got yourself a great subject. Ryan Garcia pulled in those pay per views. You already know. You already know that it takes a great, great dance partner to make a great pay-per-view event. Look at Floyd, Conor McGregor. Look at Floyd, the way he was. He picked and chose his fighters when he wanted to fight them and when the money was going to be there. For me, like I've said it over and over and over again, people keep on saying Tank Davis is this big, great pay-per-view star. But I'm glad now, because boxing will show who this guy really is. He's going to have to start taking the real competition fights, because no company is going to pay him any more money like they have in the back to fight bums. I'm just saying that Showtime is not going to be with PBC anymore. We're going to go to a new era. Companies will not pay these guys good money until they start fighting real fights. That's what happened at Showtime. That's why they're not going to renew the contract with PBC. We didn't get the fights that we wanted. This year was the year that Showtime finally made some fights happen, because they knew their asses were on the wall, okay? They know that they had to make something. And guess what? At the end of the day, Showtime still said, no, we're not going to do it anymore. So Tank Davis, his next fight either got to be T.O., Shakur Stevenson, Devin Haney, because even me as a Mexican, I'm not going to buy that Cruz fight. I'm not going to buy it. What you got to say with that, Ness?
I mean, I highly doubt it's going to be T.O. because T.O.'s in reports, according to Bob Arum and Oscar, to be fighting Ryan in February. I highly doubt it's going to be Shakur.
Okay.
Because, you know, according to Calvin Ford, if Tank were to send Shakur an offer right now, he would turn it down. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got the audio. I'll play that. Ned, yes, sir.
My bad. Ned, isn't Calvin Ford and his boxing people are the ones that flipped the coin and they say that they wanted Shakur Stevenson no matter what? Mm-hmm. Isn't after Ryan Garcia said they were going to go for all the heads, the big heads, because they kept on talking about his youngin'? Where's that machismo at now? Because they know, look what happened to Errol Spence. The PBC, look at what happened to Fulton. The PBC fighters. And that's every time they fight somebody outside their own rage, they get the ass whooped. I'm telling you right now, Ness. Shakur Stevenson, Devin Haney,
outside
and even
their
Teal
own race or outside of their network?
Their network. Have you seen that, Ness? The majority of fighters that come out of PBC and fight guys from other companies, they usually lose because they fail to them. And this is what happened. Like, look what happened to Fulton. And Errol Spence, at the end of the day, Davis has to admit it. He's going to have to fight Shakur, Devin Haney, or Teal. Fat, D-Block, D-Town, D-Ville, Baltimore, stand up.
For those that don't get him, when he says Baltimore, stand up, I had to ask him, like, bro, you always saying D-Block, D-Ville, Baltimore, stand up, but then you hate on Tank. And he's like, nah, it's because I'm telling Baltimore to stand up and stop supporting Tank. I'm like, damn, my man crazy. But this audio, I believe, is an Ellie Setback video, so in no way am I trying to not give him his credit, but you'll see as I'm screen sharing my DMs, this is how it was sent to me. You know, I was holding this for one day.
They're going to get it. Yeah. They're going to get it when it's time. That means you got to work a little bit harder.
Yeah, they don't know that.
You think we ain't work hard?
I already know we work hard.
And we still work hard.
If he don't fight Shakur, who's that?
That's how to fight demons.
The next one.
Watch Calvin.
Isaac Cruz.
Listen, that's how to fight
unfinished business.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an Ellie video. Shout out to Ellie Setback.
It's business because we know that people know not that really went on.
Then, yeah, right. We know what happened.
He had the hand injury and other things. Yeah. But I want to ask you guys, so Shakur's fighting Edwin De Los Santos?
Okay, the fans don't
they
know
gonna
that.
Get it. Yeah. They're going to get it when it's time. That means you got to work a little bit harder.
Yeah, they don't know that.
You think we ain't work hard?
I don't know. Did that shit just restart? Hold on a minute. Maybe it's the one above it. Give me a sec. Yeah, here it goes. My bad.
Got a bigger fan than Shakur.
Yeah, he got a bigger fan. Care. Shakur and Oz will be a bigger fight.
I'm going to tell you this. If Tank sent him a goddamn contract or what he want to pay him, I guarantee he won't take it.
I agree, but that, don't take his fight. No, but if you're the best, you think you're the best, this is how I grew up.
Now, hear what he said, right? He said, if Tank sent him an offer with what he want to pay him, I bet he turned it down. Of course, is what Tank wants to pay. Of course, Shakur going to turn it down, you feel me? But once again, credit Ellie Setback. You know, and this is pretty recent, but it's just like, you know, Tank already said he ain't doing nothing until next year. I just felt like this shit is irrelevant to talk about. Like, it'll just be some hate. Like, oh, look at what Tank's team said. They don't really want to fight Shakur. That's why I ain't never do nothing with this audio. But, you know, since it's relative now due to the call and things like that, I played it. But, I mean, they literally said Isaac Cruz got a bigger fan base than Shakur. Y'all heard it right there for yourselves. Like, it's pretty wild, man. I don't know that. You know, we ever going to see Tank versus the guys we want. I mean, not ever, but not now. We got High and Low Sports Central, $2. The Boxing Voice is more. Shout out to James Benitez, another fat $10. That is James. Third one, man. Drop a bomb for that man. We'll be right back. He said, if Ryan didn't make Tank, then why other fighters still begging for Ryan almost as equally as much as people want a Tank fight? Ryan must be a superstar, the new golden boy of boxing. Nah, for sure. Everybody still want a Ryan fight. I mean, they actually caught the other day, and he said, you know, Ryan won't fight him. He didn't come out and say, oh, I want it. He like, man, you know he won't fight me. But we got another $10. Shout out James Benitez. That is now 40. A Floyd cosign don't mean jack if he hiding his fighters. How Rowley got pushed better than Hitchens did? Why Maurice Lee got more push than Hitchens? Boots better sign with Eddie over Floyd. I don't know about Maurice Lee getting more shine than Hitchens. Maurice Lee, poor guy, he's not a bad southpaw. You know, I know he's sparring Shakur, and he sparred Dev on you know, previously in the past, not recent. High and low sports central, $2. The boxing voice is made. Not yet, champ, but thank you. Rocky Rodriguez, $5. He says, Boots is a welterweight. Do you think Floyd would hate on Boots if he's promoting him? We know Floyd's a narcissist. I don't know, man. I mean, Floyd hate, Floyd love is really all the same, right? Floyd shine, covering your shine, taking your shine. I mean, look at Carmel, right? He certainly got some love over this last weekend because of Floyd Mayweather. Last call for alcohol. I said that all wrong. Last call for alcohol. If anybody wants to call in, now is the time to go ahead and request if you're on the line, because we got no more callers. Without no callers, there's no show. If you haven't already hit the thumbs up, do that, as it's absolutely free and a way to help with the growth of the show. If you're on Twitter, don't forget to hit that retweet. That's going to also get the space out there to other people that don't know. So smash the like button here on YouTube. Subscribe if you haven't already done so. NestGTO, Instagram, and Twitter. Until the next one.